Christ's impact on your life. It's not a dry academic exercise. These common, ordinary men, people like you and people like me, they lived out a testimony, a transformed testimony, because they understood what it meant to be saved from their sins. They had this radical confrontation with the Son of God, the Son of God who comes to bring peace, the Son of God who comes to heal us of the things where we ache the most. Some of you are hurting this morning. Some of you are wondering why things are as they are. Some of you, God may feel distant. Some of you wonder, I know I'm supposed to feel joy, but where is it? And I would encourage you to follow the shepherds. Just saying the words, just reading them on a page, they won't transform or amaze anyone. But the shepherds were amazed and transformed because they caught the significance of what was happening. Following the shepherds when you were confronted with temptation to sin means being so blown away with the message of Christmas in Christ that you will put your sin to death, that you will talk about Christ instead of yes to temptation. When someone offers you a way out, when some thought comes into your mind about discouragement or about walking away or following this path of temptation or getting involved in this sin or this method of escape, just saying I shouldn't do that won't be enough. What needs to be enough, and what was enough for the shepherds and the transforming, amazing statements that they made, was that Christ was real. They got it. That there is no peace without death. There is no hope without the death of Christ. And that hope results in our hearts being cleansed, our lives being pure. Not because we have a track record of being pure, but because Jesus has a track record of being pure. That's an amazing message. That gripped the heart of these shepherds. That turned their lives around. They didn't have any theology degrees. They weren't interviewed on anybody's news program. But they were gripped by the message of the cross. They were gripped by the message of Christ. And it overwhelmed them. Following the shepherds means that you will respond in amazement. When someone offers temptation to you, or when you are tempted yourself to be down and discouraged, follow the shepherds. Be amazed at the wonder of God. Believe what the Bible says about you and about Christ, rather than what you think about yourself. The world's message, Augustus's message, your temptation's message is one of lostness, emptiness, and regret. The shepherds give you the idea of hope. Following the shepherds means being amazed at the person of Jesus Christ, the Savior. The narrative then ends, says that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen, which were just as they had been told. So our story begins with a political drama, an intrigue that is, still written about to this day. People are still in awe of it. History books are still being written. They're still trying to figure out all the ins and outs of what happened with Caesar, Mark Antony, and how Octavian, soon to become Caesar Augustus, will come to power. These characters, they shape the stage of what we can understand as human history. They are the stars of history books. They're the stars of literature and film. But that's not where our story ends. Our story ends with people like you and me. Ordinary people. People who are gripped with amazement. See, is there an amazement about the gospel of Christ? That's what separated the shepherds apart. That's what we need to follow. Our story concludes with recording the thoughts of a teenage mother about her son and about words she had heard from shepherds. And it also concludes with the excitement and joy of common shepherds whose lives were transformed by the Christmas message and who could not contain this message within themselves. Do you contain the Christmas message? Does it stay inside of you? Or are you like the shepherds, just so totally blown and away and amazed that they had to tell of the wonder of Jesus Christ and what he had done? Brothers and sisters, follow the shepherds. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for what Christ did. We thank you for the message of this day. We thank you how you have orchestrated and used people who have no desire to follow you at all to bring about what you have promised, to encourage us, Lord, with these words. Help us to be humble. Help us to be humble enough to follow humble shepherds. And may our lives be transformed by the beauty of Christ, and those that we interact with, may they see and be amazed at the story that we have to tell. Thank you for this day. Thank you for what we're commemorating today and tonight. For we ask in his precious name. Amen.